range nearest you.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number three of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy them all on us as we continue with your phone calls about whatever you want. And we'll start things out this hour by going to Alex in New Jersey on the Amp Line. You're on Free Talk Live, Alex.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Have you ever heard of crypto-anarchism?
Yeah.
What is that? Is it crypto? Doesn't that mean fake?
Fake crypto is like hidden.
It's like what we're planning to use is public key cryptography to enforce privacy and individual freedom.
Mm-hmm. Okay, run that by me again.
Crypto-anarchy.
What you would have is you would have, instead of contracts based on your signature on paper, you would have smart contracts that are signed on a computer and that are mathematically impossible to reproduce without your permission.
Hmm. Sounds like a neat idea.
So what you would do is you would have two keys. You would have a public key and a private key. The private key would be used to decrypt information and also create signatures. And the public key would be used to encrypt messages to you and validate your signatures. So then you could create your own little online identity, and then you could build up a reputation from that. And then, you know, the Internet would be more of a cipher space instead of a cyberspace. And I think that that's really where anarcho-capitalism is going to move to when things are starting to be done more on the Internet and there are going to be less paper contracts going around. So I think this is something that we should really look into when we start building our free society.
I think it's a great point. As long as you don't give anybody else your private key, you're relatively secure, right?
Right, right. And, you know, this stuff even exists today. You know, whenever I send an email out to people, it always has my signature at the bottom for that particular message. And as the signature, that is the data in that signature depends on what is written, and it's only valid for what is actually written. So it would be impossible to forge what I write. So, you know, this software is available today. It's called PGP, and there's an open source version of it called GPG, the new privacy guard.
Oh, so you're talking, it started with pretty good privacy, and it's moved on now.
Right, right. Yeah. And I think it's a wonderful idea, and I think that people in our movement should be using it more because, you know, with the government trying to falsify any, you know, documents, you know, now we can have a little our own document trail and then we can have more proof because it is mathematically impossible to fake these signatures.
That's great. That way somebody can't just master your signature or cut and paste or scan it in and print it out or something like that. So I think it's a good idea, especially if you can figure out a way to make a profit at doing this. That would be even better if you could, like, turn this into a career for yourself and actually,
There are companies that do that. You look at VeriSign and Thoughty. These companies they give out SSL certificates. SSL stands for Secure Socket Layer. And what they would do is they would verify your identity by looking at, you know, your government papers, and then they would sign your key. And then when you sign a message, you now have this certificate chain, and it goes up the list. So you have what's known as a web of trust.
But you're talking about a web of trust that doesn't involve a government ID as the basis, right?
Right. What it would be is it would be a private corporation that would validate who you are, and then people would trust that corporation to say, yes, this corporation is a legitimate corporation, and I trust the signatures that are made.
I think it's a great idea, Alex, and I know there are other people that are actually involved in this right now. I know that our very own Michael Hampton from HomelandStupidity.us is on the case on this very issue, and he's been posting over at nhfree.com on the forums there about his ideas to create private identification systems that are based on this web of trust idea, and I'm sure he'd love to hear from you as far as what sort of things you could help him with, or maybe you want to compete with him, I don't know, but there's definitely some people up here in New Hampshire that are looking at doing this.
Michael's a really bright guy, and the one thing that I think would be something to make sure you express to people is those people who are afraid of things like Verichip's chip, the RFID fears that many people have, that make sure that this is clearly not some sort of branch that would connect with that for people later on, because you're going to want this to be portable. You're going to want it so that it's not readable, so people can't get your encryption. So it's going to have to be something that's done very carefully.
Thanks, Alex, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231 as we continue. Cliff is on the line in Florida, also on the AMP line. Hello, Cliff.
Hey, morning, fellas. How are you doing tonight?
What's on your mind?
All right, on my mind tonight is Live Station. I don't know if you guys ever heard of it before.
Live Station?
Yeah.
I have not. What is it?
All right, what it is an online service, basically, that you can basically watch TV online, you know, kind of thing.
Okay,
and
okay.
What it allows you to do is it allows you to create channels. All right, so what I did is I hooked up your web stream to Live Station. So basically right now, people can watch you or actually listen to you on Live Station.
So it's not just TV, it's also audio as well?
Exactly.
So they don't get a video. They're not getting a video signal, but they can listen to the audio.
Exactly, and actually, if you had like a looping video signal all day, I think you could actually loop the show on their service. And you have like a lot of different stations on there. You have like Foxes, you have ABCs, NBCs, etc. So you guys can actually be somewhere where like people can actually get a lot better access of you guys.
Cool. So you actually managed to plug us in there, and I don't have to go and do anything. You've already basically set us up, though, right?
Well, actually, I need some help because right now it's only the audio is only available on the website. So if you want to get the audio on the actual live service, the little program that comes with it, you guys would need to change something on this. So anybody who's text savvy, just go to livestation.com, look for Free Talk Live, and see if you can fix it.
Okay, cool. I'm making a note right now, Cliff. I appreciate the heads up on that. Anything else on your mind?
No, that's everything for tonight, guys.
Cool, dude. Thanks for the call. I appreciate the always looking for new ways to distribute the program. So. We'll see what that's all about.
Especially the free ones.
Sounds intriguing. Yeah, absolutely. So we continue here with, let's see, Dustin is on the line in Washington. You are on Free Talk Live with Ian Gard and Mark.
Oh, hey, guys.
Hey, Dustin.
Hey, Dustin.
Hey.
What's on your mind?
Oh, yeah, I was just going to call about ID. That's weird that the guy ahead of me just called and talked about that. I was just thinking, what would happen if everyone in the United States would just destroy all their IDs, like their passports, their IDs, their birth certificates? And all of that. Like,
well, you have a hard time. I think you'd probably have a hard time depositing a check or whatever, or withdrawing money from your bank account and stuff like that, because there are a lot of people that really do. I mean, the business models that having proper identification for is very, very important to those people running those businesses and to the clients as well. So I don't think that would be a very good idea.
I think it would damage the government in some way.
Like, how then?
I don't think that people need to have an ID to be a human being in this country.
No, I see.
You need a piece of paper to be a physical entity in this country.
It's true, but if you do want to engage in the sort of convenient systems that have been set up, like the banking system and things like that, then you will need to have some sort of identification. So, yes, you could get away with cutting up your ID and kind of living like a hermit, basically, and not interact with any of the common systems.
You could use the thing that the guy that just called just talked about.
Well, it needs to be in place.
Right. You have to have something to transition to. I thought you were just suggesting everybody cut up their ID and that, you know, then we'd get to whatever is coming next. But you have to have something to transition over to, and I think that's what people like Alex and Michael Hampton are working on, is coming up with an alternative ID, an ID that's based in the marketplace, that's based on you, something that's actually more secure, something that's actually better identifying than the government identification, and you know, basically marketing that idea and putting it out there and saying, hey, you should use our ID, it's better, and here's why, and then having people, instead of just cutting up their government ID cards, just transitioning over as they found out that the private identification is working better. And really, private ID can be a hell of a lot better. It's just that no one has ever taken the entrepreneurial effort to go and do it before. And I think that we're going to see something. I know Michael Hampton has mentioned within the next couple of years, starting up here in New Hampshire, we may see the genesis of this private identification. And I thank you for the call. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I know I'm an early, I'd be an early adopter. Come out with a private ID. I'll get one of them. Absolutely. I think it's a great idea.
I think it's interesting.
All right, 800-259-9231. Bring up what you want. It is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600, or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features, they are free, so enjoy those. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for accessing their site. Ours is free at freetalklive.com, and the features include live streams. We've got a broadband version and dial-up version of the show. Both are free for you at freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI is the main sponsor of Free Talk Live, and I would encourage you to have your friends and family and yourself, if you have a business, patronize them. They are a upstanding collections company that doesn't break people's knees in order to get their money. That's SACL CAI. You can check out their banner at freetalklive.com, SACL CAI.
All right, 800-259-9231 is the number. I promised this story Saturday night. We never got to it. And then, Mark, you'll have to decide whether or not you want to do the email that you have about our viewpoints or the prisoner dilemma. So make that decision. In the meantime, we talk about this story from the Daily Newscaster about what happened to some of the Ron Paul delegates. Today, the Republican National Convention is written last week, obviously, as the Ron Paul delegates were taking a picture in front of the Model White House inside the convention center. They were surrounded by Secret Service, which proceeded to search the bags of all the delegates. Now, you might be thinking, the Secret Service, there could have been a credible threat to one of the presidential candidates, McCain or something like that, and so they thought that maybe they needed to just search people to make sure that everything was safe, right? I mean, that's what the Secret Service is for, is protecting presidential candidates and the president and things like that.
Right.
As I understand it, at least. So that's what you would think the Secret Service would be doing. Oh, we're just checking to make sure you get some guns and, you know, make sure everything's safe. Well, turns out they took anything and everything related to Ron Paul, including signs, buttons, videos, Slim Jims, cards, and even books. Alternate Delegate Dennis Rothacker from Florida said, "We were done taking the picture when Secret Service started walking into the room and surrounded us. There were about 30 of them. When they searched my bags, they took my Ron Paul sign and turned a deaf ear to my complaints. They just walked away."
Yeah, Secret Service not big on the customer service angle, I would imagine. But
they've got service in their name!
You know, this is the part of this that I don't understand is, you imagine the Secret Service as being a very bipartisan, you know, unilateral sort of organization. If Bob Barr, the Libertarian candidate, managed to get to win the election, you know the Secret Service would guard him as well as they guard either the Republicans or the Democrats. And it just doesn't make any sense to me that the Secret Service would be involved in this.
In particular, when you see that piece there, when you see what one of the Secret Service guys says to someone, I know you're probably going to get to it, Ian, you think, boy, if I'm not on that side, let's say that Obama's people win or something, and I've got these Secret Service guys working for me, I wonder how much they're going to be protecting me as strongly as they would protect McCain.
Mm-hmm.
Because what do they say at a certain point in? They say, this is McCain country here or something like that.
Yep, that's coming up here. Delegate Ron Warner from Fairbanks in Alaska added that he was walking into the convention center with about 15 Revolution Manifesto books, 20 DVDs for delegates, 20 Ron Paul buttons, and a handful of other things when he was stopped by security, which called on an obviously important higher-up who directed all the materials to be confiscated. She told him, and I quote, "You can't bring that in here. This is McCain territory."
Unbelievable. And you know what
and
gets
that's just
me?
That's just the line.
And
this
these,
is McCain territory.
These people, you know, a lot of people, when you first read it, at first blush, you're thinking, oh, these are people who are at the Ron Paul event, and then they went over. No,
these
are delegates. Exactly. These were delegates who came from states to be delegates for Ron Paul. So,
well, did you hear the story about these delegates? They supposedly all voted for McCain.
You got to be kidding.
I don't have that story in front of me. I think I saw it on the Lou Rockwell blog. I could use some confirmation on that.
Wow.
But apparently they totally gave it all up and voted for McCain.
Well, not every one of them, but a lot of them did.
Really?
Okay. Well, I thought you were going to say some of those reports about how they were saying the theme of the convention was the four-country thing, even before McCain came out with his great story about being trapped in Vietnam.
What, now, what's this, Gardner? Can you tell that?
Yeah, yeah. Well, what happened was when I was watching this convention speech to McCain, you know, I'm rolling audio on it and I'm picking out various selections. And obviously he gave this incredibly heartfelt section of his speech towards the last third of it about his experience as a prisoner of war.
Sure, because elections are all about appealing to emotions.
Exactly.
And
you're getting
logic.
emotional, and it's very difficult to listen to. I mean, the guy was tortured, and it was a terrible thing. So he said that there were some soldiers there, some American soldiers, who helped pull him through when he was broken. And he said, when I went in, I was a real, you know, self-righteous sort of guy. I was my own guy. I was, I would do reckless things. And, you know, everything was about me and that sort of thing. And he said, in the end of this speech, he goes through how he was beaten badly, did all these different types of things. And he said, and these guys helped pull me through. And he says, and you know what? In the end, I was a transformed man. I was no longer my own man. I belonged to my country.
Oh, boy.
And that's where this thing was leading. So it was all leading towards service for country, this sort of Teutonic, Germanic,
right.
Fascistic.
You don't own yourself.
You are not as important as the state.
Exactly. The fatherland.
Exactly. And that, I bet
he got rousing applause on that,
everybody,
too, right?
Everybody, people were teared up. And so,
I bet you they were, you know, at a Republican convention, I bet some of those people were so excited, jumping up and down and clapping that they peed themselves. I swear to God.
Yeah, Pence could have made some money there. You know, it was amazing. So I brought it up, and
Hitlerian is this?
It was amazing.
This is so disturbing.
Well, I don't know. You don't want to necessarily mix Hitler and fascism together, although, you know, certainly Hitler was a fascist.
But, totalitarian.
Right.
Yeah. State-worshipping.
I mean, remember, Hitler gas Jews. Mussolini and Franco, no Jews involved, just as fascists. So you want to leave sort of the Nazi and the fascist. You want to split those as much as you can.
Well, how fascist is this? How sick?
And the thing about it that strikes me, Ian, is it wasn't until after I did Friday's show that I was scooting around on the internet, and I had received this information about what happened at the convention to the Ron Paul delegates, and then I went a little further down into some of the other entries, whether they were responses or whatever, on that particular website, and I saw something that, and you and I discussed this a little bit, that struck me as strange, because dated before Ron Paul's speech, people were saying...
McCain's speech?
I mean, McCain's speech, yes. People were saying that the theme of this thing was for country or something like that. It's in there. And I thought, wow, that's kind of strange. So his whole thing of how he did this for country was a theme. They actually had signs made before his speech. And then at Sheldon Richman's blog, SheldonRichman.com, Sheldon had noticed the same thing before this speech. And so what I realized was that the whole thing was premeditated, and that it was his transformational thing from a selfish man who belonged to himself to a guy who belonged to his country was a premeditated public relations ploy that they had started days before.
All is very orchestrated.
Well, I'm sure that these things are orchestrated. That makes perfectly good sense.
And it all dovetails right into this whole push for national service or national slavery, because both McCain and Obama are going to be at this September 11th summit.
The national service.
On national service. They're going to both be there speaking, and I'm sure lavishing praise on the entire idea. Maybe McCain will bring that thing up again about, I'm part of my country. Or what was it? What was the phrase he used? I'm not even my
I no longer belong to myself. I belong to my country.
I think I'm
paraphrasing.
Right. Yeah. And so we want you to belong to your country, too. Sign up for national service.
And since I'm the president, I am the country, and you belong to me, Bobo.
This is what's coming next. Whether it's McCain or Obama, this is the direction that things are going to go in, is sort of turning everyone into a bureaucrat. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate, only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
Collectors, outdoor enthusiasts, survivalists. The Army Navy store from your memory as a child is just that, a memory. But there is still one place to find everything from gas masks to ammo cans and find it cheap. MaineMilitary.com. Get hard to find objects like real wool blankets for under 20 bucks, canteens for just $2, or trioxane fuel for just $1 a box. M-A-I-N-E, military.com with free shipping on items over $150, not including heavy items. Find surplus items for cheap now, like 30 caliber cleaning kit for just $2.99 a piece, or a dozen for $30. Flare pistols are only $25. Want to add a brand new Israeli gas mask to your collection? Kids and adult sizes are just $20. Get G3 mags for just $2, or a military fuel can for only $16. Add the siphon hose for another $7.99. Find it all online at MaineMilitary.com. With shipping throughout the world, check out MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179. Call today.
We live in a world of vanishing privacy. The added threat of invisible radio waves sending out personal information to anyone willing to receive them makes our privacy as citizens even less secure. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker, available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com offers simple, affordable personal protection. Many countries, including the U.S., have begun to institute RFID in passports. Why take a chance? This is your personal information. Protect yourself. ProSpy.com also offers a complete selection of spy gear and security equipment, including bug detectors, camera finders, countermeasure equipment, and night vision gear. ProSpy.com is your source for high-quality spy and security equipment. Visit us online at ProSpy.com. That's ProSpy.com today.
Are you receiving monthly checks from a lawsuit you won? Are you having trouble paying your bills every month because the settlement money you're getting just isn't enough? Well, there is a way you can get the cash you need now, in one lump sum payment. For free information to see how much cash you can get, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-941-9392. Find out how you can turn your future structured settlement payments into the cash you need now to get free of your credit card debt, to meet your rising mortgage payments, to pay your medical bills and other expenses. If you're receiving payments from a lawsuit, call Peachtree Settlement Funding. For your free information, call now 1-800-941-9392. You have bills piling up that need to be paid now, so why wait any longer? Get the future money you have coming to you now when you need it most. For your free information, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-941-9392. That's 1-800-941-9392. 1-800-941-9392.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live, you can bring up anything. The toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Gar.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, and those features include updates. Get signed up. We'll let you know when you need to know something fresh about Free Talk Live. Go to updates.freetalklive.com and get on that list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And travel less and meet online. Try WebEx free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600 to start your free trial of WebEx. That's WebEx, WebEx.com. Use promo code 600 and start your free trial of WebEx today. So last week we talked, and the week before that, we talked about the police state and how it was existing outside of the Democratic National Convention and the Republican National Convention and all the awful things that the police were doing to people. But we didn't really find out too much about what was going on inside because, well, I didn't really care. But when I found out about what happened to the people that were there supporting Ron Paul, I thought it was worth talking about on the program. And that's what we're discussing right now about how, and this kind of ties into this sort of overarching discussion I've been having on the show about how it is I just don't think anything, especially at the federal level, is ever going to happen through the political process as far as getting government cut down in size or anything like that.
Well,
it's just not going to work.
Electing people, I think, is it's going to be difficult. You got a zero-sum game involved, and people are more likely to try to get rid of, you know, vote for the lesser of two evils than they are for the good candidate.
I don't just mean electing people. I mean all politics at the national level. And I'll give you another example of that, something that doesn't even have anything to do with electing people. But let's talk a little bit more about what happened to the Ron Paul delegates that were attending the Republican National Convention. These are people that, you know, they had their credentials. They were there as delegates to this convention, and they had their stuff stolen by Secret Service agents. People were coming up, agents were coming up to these people, searching their bags, and taking everything that was related to Ron Paul. Books, signs, handouts, buttons, anything Ron Paul related was being confiscated.
And don't forget, Ian, to give people an idea of the sentiment of what it was like there, Ron Paul, a guy with plenty of delegates going into that convention, was not offered an opportunity to speak, had to hire out his own convention hall across the river, fills it with 18,000 people who are not big money people on the whole, tied into big parties and not all, you know, functionaries. And who do they allow to speak at the Republican convention? People like Fred Thompson, people like Rudy Giuliani, people like other people like Senator Lindsey Graham. Now, Fred Thompson and Rudy did not get as many delegates as Ron Paul got.
Yeah, Ron Paul cleaned Rudy's clock in a few of the primaries.
Exactly. And Fred Thompson bowed out early. But they get to speak. But Ron Paul, who's actually speaking about the Constitution, bringing our troops back from this, you know, 140 bases that they got around the country or around the world, he's not allowed.
So some of the
and this is the part about this that is the most disgusting is the Republican and Democratic national conventions receive a great deal of tax dollars. And the fact is, all those Ron Paul people are likely taxpayers, and they deserve to be able to support their candidate at the Republican National Convention.
Well, no, Mark,
it is not McCain
country first.
It's the Republican National
first.
What are you talking about,
country first?
I paid my damn taxes, and I want to support my candidate.
Yeah. But the country does come first.
That's what I want. I want the democratic process that we were promised in civics class. I want to be able to vote for whom I wish to be able to vote for.
The candidate, country first, country first.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, this is their new slogan.
Right. For they're repeating this mantra that makes no damn sense. This is McCain country.
Oh, no, it makes sense.
Was it the McCain convention? If it was the McCain convention, they should have had a damn McCain convention.
It was the McCain convention, and you weren't held prisoner as a prisoner. As a prisoner of something, you weren't held, so you wouldn't understand.
I just don't understand.
It does make sense, Mark, because this is the continuing path down the road to true totalitarian statism, to get people to believe that the Republicans a decade ago would have said, oh, I'm all for the individual. I'm all for, you know, the free market. I think that you got to pull yourself up by your bootstraps. And, you know, all these sort of typical Republican statements they would have spouted back in the 90s, for instance. Now it's all about the nation. It's about the homeland, country first. That's what some of the signs were. That's what the signs were all over the place at the Republican convention. And it's going down that road of getting people to think, again, about the nation and the government and what government thinks is right and what's best first. And put their individual needs aside, which is exactly what John McCain was saying, as you had cited earlier, Gardner. And in fact, the Ron Paul people had signs of their own that they were attempting to hold up, and we'll tell you more about those here in a moment. But just a few more examples of some of the oppression and suppression that was going on at this Republican convention at the hands of the Secret Service. Some of the activists there, the delegates for Ron Paul, were reporting being openly followed by the Secret Service. He says they'd been monitored from the beginning of the convention, and now they're being shadowed constantly. Again, this is written as the convention was happening. This, again, from dailynewscaster.com. There are also reports of delegates being approached by security and told they will be summarily thrown out if they leave their assigned chair.
Jeez.
The alarm was sounded at 6:07.
How can you throw out a delegate to the Republican National Convention
you
that's been elected by the people?
When a text message was hurriedly sent from the convention floor by Republican delegate Dennis Rothacker to Boris in Miami saying, "We just had a group shot of all the Republican delegates and alternates. The Secret Service came and started searching everyone and took anything Ron Paul related. We did get it on video, though. No link at this point. I have not seen that yet." Republican delegates again report being shadowed and since the beginning of the convention following the confiscation of their political materials, they're now being surveilled openly with an agent assigned to each delegate. When one of the delegates asked if they could retrieve their property after the convention, the stuff that was stolen from them, they were told no. Not satisfied with that answer, the delegate tried to follow the agent to make additional inquiries. He was told his action, or this action, was causing a disturbance, and a security agent was told to stay with him for the rest of the evening. For their safety, the Ron Paul delegation have decided to stick together as a group while approaching the media with their story.
Yeah. Despicable.
They always have witnesses. That's incredible.
McCain delegates have approached Ron Paul delegates throughout the day in attempts to separate them from their all-important delegate credentials. Adam Weingold, a delegate from Minnesota, reported he'd been approached at least five times by other Republican delegates supporting McCain who had asked him to borrow his pass to go to the bathroom. You have to have a pass now when you're in the convention to use the toilet? Is this elementary school?
It's for country, just remember.
Nathan Hansen, delegate and attorney, suspects this is an organized effort by the GOP establishment. Several Republicans attending the convention have reported mass confiscation of bumper stickers, literature, and the Ron Paul signs that didn't actually say Ron Paul on it, but said it was a Campaign for Liberty sign that said calling the GOP back to its roots. So even though it didn't say anything about Ron Paul, they confiscated that stuff too because it was tangentially related to the Ron Paul movement.
It's despicable.
That's right. You can take the party over from the inside with all of this behavior going on.
And you know,
this is going to work.
You know,
right?
Guys, there are a couple of psychological strands that I noticed running through this, and a few weeks ago I was mentioning on my show that I thought, you know, the Republicans who have been disgruntled and frustrated about John McCain, about some of the things that he's done, whether it's because they want stronger immigration policy, which is just ridiculous, which will lead us closer to the fascistic police state that the supposed conservatives have always hated and not wanted, you know, the religious conservatives in particular, but they're buying into this. They're going to go for a national ID card when they said don't get the mark of the beast and all that other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that strikes me is bringing in this woman, Sarah Palin. On my show, I often have to deal a lot more with the personality-oriented stuff because I know I've got this sort of, you know, an audience that is sort of a mixture of people who are principled, but at the same time, more of a general widespread talk radio group, you know. So I'm like, okay, I got to bring Sarah Palin. How can I analyze this in a policy way? And one of the things that fascinates me is it seems like this might be one of the last turns to suborn the traditional conservatives who used to adhere to the idea of small government by saying for country, fight terrorism, fight to go with John McCain, a veteran, and we'll bring in this woman who represents traditional conservatism. They're trying to fold it all together, and the real traditional conservatives were across the river with Ron Paul.
It's my understanding that Palin woman actually wants certain books banned. I haven't looked into this claim yet, but that is what Johnson sent me a video, so obviously I can't watch it during the show. This woman is nuts. 800-259-9231, but yeah, she is definitely a stalking horse. I think that might be the right term. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you in the game? Your business has a website, but you could be losing a fortune in lost sales. Don't believe me? Try this test. Search for your product or service on Google, MSN, or Yahoo. If your website isn't listed in the top 10, you're not even on the field. People are searching for your product every day. Making sure they find your website before they find your competitor requires the skill of professionals like SEOP. If you've talked to so-called internet experts and you're skeptical, find out how businesses from Fortune 100s to startups drive more internet sales and higher profits thanks to SEOP. SEOP will drive customers to your website at a cost you can afford and get your website ranked in the top 10 on search engines guaranteed. Or they'll keep working until you get there at no cost.
Call SEOP now to learn more. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 6-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It'll prevent future problems and help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when taking Heart and Body Extract. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for 5 or 6 other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. You're using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extra today. Call 1-866-295-5305. That's 1-866-295-5305. Or go to hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything, even in these remaining moments. We'll try to sneak your call in at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The features are free. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. And I believe they've launched a new streaming video service there at Amazon as well. So you can watch TV shows and stuff like that, and we'll get a percentage of those purchases as well. Head on over to amazon.freetalklive.com. All of the products, whether they're used or brand new in their 41-plus categories, qualify. So load up your shopping carts, get the stuff you need for life, and feel good because you're getting a great deal. Free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of items. And Free Talk Live is getting a percentage when you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. A few more thoughts on the suppression going on of the Ron Paul delegates, or what went on, rather, last week, and I'm sure would continue if they still had the opportunities to suppress them. These Republicans, these country-first Republicans, had no interest in hearing what the Ron Paul delegates had to say from the Lou Rockwell blog. As we talked about earlier, they were being followed by the Secret Service, like one agent per delegate, per Ron Paul delegate, was assigned, and they were not only being followed, but they were being accosted and having their stuff stolen from them. Ron Paul books, posters, signage, handouts, everything they had that was related to Ron Paul or the campaign for liberty was stolen and was not returned.
It's interesting. I didn't know the Secret Service was that interested in Ron Paul's philosophy. That is great. Well, I'm happy to hear.
Here's what somebody from Texas had to say, and Lou Rockwell posted this on his blog. I was a delegate to the Texas Republican Convention this year. If any delegate was known to be sympathetic to Dr. Paul, they were not allowed to speak to the convention. If they approached a microphone, the microphone would be turned off. If a delegate began to speak and attempted to mention Ron's name, the mic would be cut off. Anyone sympathetic to the Paul delegates or even those for fair and open discussion were threatened with arrest.
And this is at the same time that, you know, McCain's campaign is, you know, going to Ron Paul and saying, hey, get your people to support us.
Houston police were everywhere, and this was just the Texas convention that he's talking about. Houston police were everywhere, and all they needed was a nod from the power brokers to haul someone off without a fence. The Republicans are Nazis. I will never vote again, or I will never again vote, participate with, or support them in any way, said this man. Knowing what I know now, even as an evangelical Christian, I would vote Democrat before I would ever again consider a fascist Republican. Dr. Paul is in a party that absolutely despises him and all that he stands for. Take a look. Then it gives a link to see what they're doing to the Paul delegates that made it to Minnesota, which we just talked to you about, how they stole all their stuff. And he says, the thought that I was a delegate to their convention makes me want to go bathe. I pray they'll be utterly defeated in November. They don't deserve to be dog catchers. And then a little bit more from the actual convention last week. This story from the Los Angeles Times blog. Ron Paul, the Texas congressman who unsuccessfully sought the Republican nomination for president, has been said to resemble Gandalf, the magician from the movie version of Lord of the Rings. Republican officials seem to make Paul's supporters magically disappear during Wednesday night's roll call vote, in which the GOP convention officially nominated McCain as the party's presidential candidate. During the hour-and-a-half voting procedure, Convention Secretary Gene Inman recorded each state's votes. Even though several states cast a portion of their votes for Ron Paul, none of those votes were repeated aloud by the secretary, and therefore, they were not confirmed by the chair. According to the Oklahoma newspaper, two delegates from Oklahoma also cast their ballots for Paul, but the microphone was cut off before their votes could be recorded. The result of the roll call vote, before it was made unanimous by acclamation, recorded 5 votes for Paul, while the news reporter counted at least 15. Remember, a lot of the Paul people supposedly flipped sides. That's why there was only 15 votes for Paul. There should have been more than that. But they flipped sides and went with McCain at the last moment. These are the people, these fair weather fans of Ron Paul, are the people that went to be delegates for him.
Well, how fair weather are you at that point? I mean, you know, if you're like, hey, look, you're going to get kicked out unless you vote for McCain. Who knows what kind of threats went down?
Yeah, that's
this kind of shakedown.
Yep, that's a good point. So there you go. Cutting off microphones and not recording the votes. They did record the 2 votes for Mitt Romney from the Utah delegates. They did record his votes, but not Ron Paul. So all kinds of repression or suppression of these ideas going on. They don't want people talking about Ron Paul. They don't want them bringing him up at all. And the idea that this could possibly be turned around, the idea that, oh, all we need to do is just get really active in the Republican Party and try to take it over from the inside, I wish you the best of luck with that if that's something that you're attempting to make happen. Yeah. But with this kind of behavior, these underhanded, dirty, slimy tactics, I can't say I'm too optimistic.
I was talking with a friend of mine about that because, you know, Ron's campaign for liberty has attracted a lot of people and gotten a lot of great support. They've got a lot of money to try to change the Republican Party and get some people in who are more pro-liberty or at least more pro-constitutional liberty. And if you can use those two in the same sentence, I think some people would think you can. I'd like to go a little further than the Constitution. But it's interesting because we were saying, where are you going to get this, the real change for the party? And I think that the party in New Hampshire, the Republican Party in New Hampshire, is a great example. The New Hampshire Republican Party, they had pro-freedom people within it. Those people fought for the party. They used to go to the party platform meetings all the time. Mm-hmm. They would always try to keep a small government, keep the pledge, no broad-based tax.
And they lost ground, didn't they?
They lost ground. That's exactly what happened. And so they've already attempted it on a national level. I don't know how you're going to be able to do that. I think Ron Paul may be able to
throw money away on this.
Yeah, they may be able to get more people into office like Ron Paul, and maybe that would be able to leverage people to see more.
We're talking about generations
here.
I mean, 4 years, 2 years, you got to wait and wait and wait, and before you know it, you're an old man, and then, you know, it's over.
And in New Hampshire, the one thing that has gotten the Republican Party to start to pay some attention to some of the freedom ideas has been the threat of them losing more support by people turning away from the party and being attracted to independent or libertarian-minded candidates.
Good points. Let's go to Dave in Montana, listening to the Internet. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Ja wohl, Herr Kommandant, the fatherland comes first.
Apparently so.
Everything changed after 9/11.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Got to stay loyal to the party, man. And if you don't be loyal to the party, you're a terrorist or something, or you're under suspicion. And
yep.
We have all the power and might to do whatever the heck we want because we're the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
You guys could think you have the vote, but you're captured.
Well, you know, it's interesting, too, sentimentally, if you bring up the fact that you were sort of alarm bells went off when you hear John McCain talking about this, that people were mistreated. They've been fed, oftentimes in the pop media, people have been fed so much about, like, Ron Paul. A guy on Fox News says, oh, he's just a nut. One of the hosts on Fox News, mm-hmm. He's just a nut. Gee, that's interesting. Have you conversed with him and actually learned anything about where he stands? Because he's a pretty erudite and very, very well-versed guy. He's probably the best down there. It's amazing to me. And you get all this stuff thrown out so that if anybody brings up that John McCain's speech was a real fascistic sort of speech, then obviously
he sounded like he wanted to start a third party or something. Maybe he wants to start the new nationalistic fascista party.
You mean McCain?
You mean McCain?
Yeah, didn't he? He's a drummer of a different drum, or he wants to stand up for us and everything, and he wants to change and what his boy Bush did, you know, the other Republican.
Mm-hmm.
The Republicans don't know what the heck they want. We're seeing the death of the Republican Party.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go, Dave. Great call tonight. I thank you. Yavol.
Or whatever. Yavoy.
Yavol.
Well, you know, let's not forget that the Republican machine sank McCain and vilified him 4 years ago. So I think that really what you're dealing with here is not so much a party that's in fact changing, but a party that's chameleon-like, like any party would be. They're going to do what it takes in order to get their guy in. This guy that they've got now is the best they've ever had and ever, even though 4 years ago they told him, they said this guy was crazy, McCainiacs, the whole thing.
These people are so gullible, they'll fall for anything, and as long as they just keep all the debate away, nobody gets to hear any contradictory ideas, they don't have to think, they don't have to use their minds, no critical thinking skills required, our candidate has been selected for us, get those Ron Paul people out of here with all their brochures and stuff. Liberty, what's all that about? It's all about the country now, who cares about liberty? Well, here's one more quick example for you of how the political process is just so inefficient and such a poor choice, and it doesn't even have anything to do with political parties. Poor Howard Waldridge, retired police detective from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, was representing LEAP. Well, he was trying to, at least. He was ousted from the National Asian Peace Officers Association conference in Crystal City because he was representing a view contrary to U.S. government policy. They kicked the Law Enforcement Against Prohibition booth, essentially, or their representative, out of a police officers' conference because he was taking a position that said re-legalize drugs. They weren't even able to explain themselves or talk about their ideas.
Right, they didn't want to talk about ideas. We didn't say do drugs. We just said re-legalize them.
Never question the law, Ian, huh?
We are done. It's been Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark. Back tomorrow night. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Over 7,000 business books are published each year, and every one of them is hyped by its publisher and has some nugget of information for you. But you don't need to read them all. Each after one has a team of literary journalists that scour through them to bring you executive summaries of the best business books. Go to echapterone.com and subscribe to Executive Summaries for Leaders. Use discount code FTL to get a free one-month subscription, and when you renew, you get a $30 discount off the retail price. That's E as in easy, chapterone.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.